Hello, my friend. If you're feeling stress from doing it all in your business, then this episode is especially recorded for you. It's so overwhelming to try and do it all, and I'm here to say that you are not alone, and I promise you there is light at the end of the tunnel. Today's conversation is a super honest and really casual conversation with my right-hand lady, Jess. So a little over a year and a half ago, I hit a point where I was really nearing burnout and trying to do too much in my business. And I had several things hit in my personal life. And one of my biz besties said, "Amanda, you really need to ask for help. And I know who you need to talk to." And I'm so grateful for her because she saw what I needed and shared a resource for me. And so today I want to be that friend for you. If you're feeling overwhelmed with doing all the things, it's time to try and get some support in your business. And in this conversation, you'll understand exactly how to do this in a way that works for you in your season of life and business. Jess saved me, and she is giving you all the knowledge and the steps to save you too. You're going to love everything that she shares, and I love, love, love that she is offering a gift for you, and I'm so happy to share this with you. She is offering a free clarity call. This is the 1 hour call that saved me and took me from overwhelmed to having a plan of moving forward. And she's giving you this for free. This is something she typically charges for. So this is not something you can find free on her website all the time, but she does have this on her website right now and offering it to you. So we'll talk about that at the end of the episode, but I really want you to take her up on this offer. So let me tell you a little bit more about Jess. Jess Scully Ward is the queen of juggling logistics. She is a logistics wizard for service-based solopreneurs who are overwhelmed with the details in their business. Jess manages administrative busyness to allow you, the solopreneur, to get back into your business. Even though Jess is superbly detailed, that doesn't mean she's a stickler for seriousness. Jess's heart beats when she's soaking up laughter and love from her family, her husband Kevin, her pup Lucy, and their beautiful life in Vermont. And my friend, I can attest to every word written in that bio. She's absolutely fantastic, and you're going to enjoy all the nuggets of wisdom she shares in this conversation. So let's jump in and hear from Jess. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. My heart is so full with this. I am just so excited to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for being here.
I can't thank you enough for inviting me. My heart is full being here with you today.
I love it. It just feels so fun to be talking to you because I talk to you all the time because you're such a huge support in my business, but it's really fun to have you on the podcast finally.
Yay, me too.
So I thought maybe what I'll do is share with everyone how the heck we work together, and then we can talk about, you know, the power of outsourcing in your business. So what was it, like a year and a half ago-ish, I was introduced to you through someone because basically I was having a time in my business where things were going really well, but I was feeling super overwhelmed. And I had someone come to me and said, "Amanda, you're really trying to do all the things and you need to not do all the things." And this is something I've heard many times. This is not the first time I've heard this, but for some reason, I think everything was just happening in my life and in my business, and I finally listened to that person and reached out, and then you came on board and have been just a lifeline in my business. And so a public thank you. I know I tell you this all the time, but a public thank you. And I'd love to hear from your perspective what it was like to hear from someone who was like, "I need help and I don't even know what I need."
Well, you are such a light and you give so much to your community. So meeting you for the very first time, I was starstruck. And I, when I put my leadership hat on, when you came to that very first clarity call, you were very focused. You knew exactly what you wanted, even though you just didn't have the confidence yet in turning your business baby over to someone else. So you were very organized and are very organized. So you are in one silo of the person who wanted support, needed support, but weren't sure how to get there. And we took baby steps. You'd have to remind me, I can't recall if you came into that conversation knowing where you wanted support. You were launching your book. You knew you needed some support with podcast pitching and organization and getting yourself out there. But there was so much more around that project that, if I recall, we both kind of had light bulb moments about how to lean into the support.
Yeah, gosh, hearing you talk about that, hearing you say that I came to the meeting very organized, like that's very typical for me. But you saying yes, you knew what you wanted, and I in that moment thought, I don't know, even know what I need. Which
yes,
is
you did know
which
what
is
you
so
want.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a testament to you being a great listener and having worked with so many entrepreneurs, you knew what to listen for. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know what mm-hmm. I needed, even though mm-hmm. I did, but you pulled it out. And so I'm gonna give you that credit, because I think I showed up to that meeting with an idea of like, okay, I'm gonna trust you with my business and my money and all of these things, mm-hmm. but I just, like, I wasn't even sure. So I think we worked it out together, but I think that's a key component when we talk about outsourcing and the power of it. Like, of course, there's a lot of things you can outsource, but I think you being the person that listened to what I was saying. So is that something that you've learned over time working with all of us crazy entrepreneurs who are just with tons of ideas?
Well, I have always considered myself an active listener. I'd rather listen than talk, yet here I am on a podcast. And prior to starting my juggling logistics business, I worked in higher education. So my dream was to become a dean of students one day at a small liberal arts college here in my home state of Vermont. So I am I'm an unconventional educator, if you will. So I have the empathy and the ears and the ability to see all of the little details, because hence the name of my business, I love to juggle logistics. And I am such a siloed person that I can see those little details. And any one of us who are so deeply absorbed in what we do on a daily basis, it's so hard to pull yourself up to truly see where the busyness is in our lives. So that is what I encourage anyone who is thinking about outsourcing or is ready to outsource. Just come in and talk with someone, if it's me or another person in my shoes, to get true clarity on where you are so busy that you can't get into your business anymore. And that's kind of been my tagline all along since I started my business. I've been full-time since 2016. So I work with service-based solopreneurs who are so busy in their day-to-day business that they don't have the mental capacity or the actual capacity to write that book, to launch a podcast, to create a community, to take their business to the next level. So I help people see really where so much time is absorbed. And believe it or not, in many cases, it is just dealing with an inbox because a system or boundaries have not been created.
Oh, yes. And you have helped me.
Number one.
Yes. You have helped me so much with that. I really like just want to shine a light on that. And, you know, two things that you just said. One is like just put some boundaries in place. Mm-hmm. We all need them, especially with our email inbox or mm-hmm. DMs or whatever the piece seems to be for us. It typically is email or DMs. But the other piece was just talk to someone. So mm-hmm. if someone is listening right now and thinking, yes, I am so busy, I am so overwhelmed, I don't even know, because that's where I was. Like, It's so interesting to me that you were like, Amanda, you knew exactly what you needed. And I did not feel that. So like, mm-hmm. I just want to say it again. If someone is feeling overwhelmed right now and thinking, I don't even know what to outsource, or I don't even know, like talking to someone made it very clear. Like that first hour with you was incredible.
Yes, absolutely. And I apologize because I don't want to give someone the impression that when they reach out to someone, no obligation, mind you, when they reach out to someone like me and say, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't know what to do, I then just ask all of those little questions to get a sense of where all of your time is going. And then I come back to you with your top three projects, if you will, or daily tasks that are a true time suck. And then I offer suggestions as to how you yourself can move forward, whether it be implementing some more systems or creating some boundaries, or I create a detailed scope of work and how I can assist in just tackling one of those projects. And I could go off on a tangent about that and why I recommend that, but I'll hold off on that if you'd like.
Yeah, I love that you thought through that process and shared that exact process, because someone needed to hear that. I believe many people needed to hear that, is that what happened was so interesting. My perspective was I came into a call and I was like, I don't know what I need, but I just mm-hmm. know I need help. And you came into the call knowing you were going to ask all these questions. So it seemed like I knew exactly what I wanted, but you had the questions to ask me to understand. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, both of us won.
Yes.
We both won during that first hour, which was that clarity call. And I'm so grateful that I have a link in the show notes that people can get onto a clarity call with
yes.
you, because that was so important to me, is we had that first call and you really identified those three things, or one thing, or I believe there was three mm-hmm. that we started tackling pretty quickly. And it was really interesting when I talk about how I have worked with you over the year plus, I tell people, I'm like, I needed someone who could jump in. I mm-hmm. needed someone who I didn't necessarily have to teach, like, what is ConvertKit?
Right.
You know, like I
yes.
didn't have the capacity to have someone that I needed to teach, because that's what I've used before. And that
yes.
worked really well. But this time I needed someone to jump in, even though it took a little bit for us to find our footing together. Like, we knew that was going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but I needed someone who could jump in. And that was what you were able to do, which
yes.
was incredible.
Yes. And that's really what I pride myself on, is I've learned a lot of platforms and I've taken just my natural personality of the big sister role and the caretaker and the empathetic person and the active listener, and really deep respect for the work that you as solopreneurs have done and the success that you have. We honor that, because for you to be at a place where you're so busy that you can't bring those goals to life, that means you've built a huge and successful business. And there's so much emotion around this. It's just the emotion around the heaviness of being so busy, but there's also the emotion of trust and the emotion of turning your business baby over to someone else. And it's not literally turning your business baby over to someone else, but it's the opening that back door to someone that you've just met online, or that you've researched about on a website, or you've been referred to. So I take that. I'm honored when someone says, yes, I would like to work with you, whether it be project-based or whether it be long-term. I'm deeply honored that I have that trust, and vice versa, I trust you to be an active partner in this business relationship, because my goal is just to be the backbone of your business, to help you be the shining star, however you choose to define that.
Mm, and you really do live that. It's truly amazing, you know, and I think it's part of your personality. One, the caring, empathetic, that big sister, like it really does feel like that so much
good.
Every day. And I would also say you are also an entrepreneur. So you understand mm-hmm. you've built a successful business as well mm-hmm. and gotten in the weeds with things and needed support in your business. And so you've been on the other side of it. as the entrepreneur, which is where I think that like almost extra level of compassion and empathy comes from. And you're right. When it comes to the trust, it's like, yeah, you're sharing passwords, but there's systems that like you, mm-hmm. that's protected along yes, the whole way.
Absolutely.
But more so like for me, I was thinking like, you know, I think you were very kind and said, Amanda, you're very organized. And I really feel like I am pretty organized, but there were moments where I was like, I'm about to show that I'm not so organized in this moment, or I'm going to show that like, this is like, I don't know what to do. And I remember several times over the last year and a half that I have said, I just can't seem to make this decision. Like mm-hmm. I like with a webinar software, I'm remembering that moment. And I sent you a Slack message and was like, I'm between three systems. I don't know what to do. And you helped me make a decision within 5 minutes. Mm. And that would have taken me hours by myself.
Yes. That's another thing. It's like, I am the sounding board. It's, yes. Let's make decisions together. It's just the perfect example of what this partnership is, whether it be a partnership of working to execute a project. But one thing that just came into my mind as you were talking is that this is a no judgment zone. So you can take all the time you want to make a decision. You can have 15,000 unread emails in your inbox. I'm not going to judge you. And also thank you for turning the mirror on myself, because I am an entrepreneur too, but I focus so deeply and put so much of my heart and soul into the people that I work with that at the end of the day, I have to remind myself that, wow, I have done this now for almost 7 years, full time. Right. How lucky am I to be in this position and work with so many wonderful, wonderful solopreneurs. And I do have people on my roster who have 17,000 emails in their inbox, but they just want accountability. So the needs about support are very different. In this clarity call where we really focus in on what your busyness is, sometimes we find that they just want someone to create and hold them accountable with the execution of an editorial calendar, making sure that they are posting weekly on LinkedIn, that the email is going out every single week. They write it, they do the posts, but I make sure that it's done, or I upload it to LinkedIn for them, or I upload it to ConvertKit, their newsletter for them. And then I have people who just want support with their podcast production or putting out show notes. So the range of support that I offer is really based on what the person needs. I will say that I'm not a writer, so I do not do copywriting. That is not my jam, but creating systems really is, and encouraging the boundaries and holding people accountable, and not in a teacher-student kind of way, but just as a partner on this journey of what business is.
You really are. You really partner with us entrepreneurs, and you are one yourself, but it's like you really partner with us. Like I feel like you are 100% part of my team. Mm. Like I feel like you are in the business. You know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I tell you all the things, mm-hmm. yes. probably more than you even want to know, but I appreciate that I get to share these things. And so you brought up something that is really interesting and I want to make sure we talk about. And I feel like so far we've kind of talked about a lot of things. So I really appreciate that you were like, it could be project-based. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to kind of back us up a little bit yes. and say, okay. So someone is thinking about outsourcing or is ready to outsource. So, okay. So they're listening right now.
Yes.
And number one is like, if you want to write down the things you want to outsource, some people know exactly what they want. I need help with the podcast, or right. I need help with podcast pitching, or whatever the case is. Like you saying social media content, everyone's like, yes, that's mm-hmm. exactly what I want to be consistent with. So it could be a specific project. And I would suggest, I would be very curious to hear your thoughts on this. If someone is thinking about outsourcing but is nervous or just unsure about the whole process, I would say to start with a project.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I jumped at that because that is exactly what I encourage for both sides of the situation, for me and for you. Because there is the first step is people can be embarrassed to schedule that clarity call, to admit that they are so underwater with their administrative things. So again, trust that there's no judgment. And the first step in scheduling that call is a huge celebration. The second step is just being in this Zoom conversation where we talk about, I ask you a lot of nitty-gritty questions. And then I present a detailed scope of work. So that is, I think, a huge, again, pro tip is you know that you're with the right person when A, you feel that you're being heard, you feel safe in the conversation, and they are delivering to you a detailed scope of work as to what they're going to do to execute the project that you both agreed upon. Someone who has dates assigned, ensuring that the dates align with your own calendar, your availability and such. The project-based allows for an introduction to this collaboration. So you get to know me and how I work. I get to know you. There's no long-term commitment. We're basically just going on a date. But at the end of the date, you're getting something solid to show that you had a great return on your investment in me. And then we either stop or we continue on to the next projects. And all of the people that I meet now, that is the plan that I take, unless they've been a client of mine for years or they came to me with extenuating circumstances and they wanted to retain me for 6 months or 4 years, whatever it may be. But I certainly recommend just starting with the project base because it's just that baby step into recognizing how wonderful outsourcing and how wonderful a supportive person can be on this, again, journey. I keep saying journey because that's really what it is.
It really is. And it goes in crazy directions and things change, which mm-hmm. is why I love your approach of like, you know, it's funny that we don't even remember how it started,
yes.
like of what we started with, because we've worked on so many things together and
yes.
you've really jumped in and become part of the team and you're mm-hmm. really just in the business now. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of things we work on. So starting with a project, I think, is awesome. And then moving forward. And so you're giving so many great tips. There's one thing that I want to insert into this conversation at this point, which is when someone is researching outsourcing specific projects or different mm-hmm. tasks in their business, specifically looking at the admin, mm-hmm. they're probably going to run into two different titles online. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to talk about the two different ones. And maybe there's more, I don't know them, but I have heard the term virtual assistant mm-hmm. and online business manager.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you my thought of okay. what these two are, and okay. I'd love your thoughts. And okay. really, how can we approach either or both, or how do you know which one to have, that sort okay. of thing?
I love it.
So
go for
virtual
it.
Assistants, my assumption with virtual assistants is that is more task-oriented, project-oriented, pay by the hour type of a thing, and it can be niche down. So like you can find a virtual assistant to manage your calendar, or you can find a virtual assistant to do the copywriting, like that sort of thing. Like it could be project-based. So it's more about task implementation. And then online business manager is the other title that I've heard, and it's more strategic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the person that would help you make the decision about what freebie to have in order to grow your email list,
mm-hmm.
and also maybe either helping you implement or helping you manage the person who is implementing.
Mm-hmm.
So am I right?
You nailed it. Right? You nailed it. In my opinion, you nailed it. And okay. I also want to preface this with there are many certifications out there for online business managers. I do not have a certificate. I have a master's degree in education in administration and supervision, and I accidentally came into supporting people because I was unemployed, as I was fired. And when I first started, I was a VA making minimal dollars an hour, but I was referred to so many successful entrepreneurs that they knew what to task me with. So when I started out, I was a task rabbit. And then I got to know how to produce or how to produce a podcast. I learned how to launch a program. I learned all of those details. So I eventually became, I sometimes call myself an online business manager or an OBM, as people like to say, but that term is so all-encompassing because I'm not the person that's managing your finances, which some OBMs do. I'm not the person that's drafting newsletters and social media content, which some OBMs do. I like to call myself the logistics wizard, the person who is logistically managing things in your business, which does incorporate strategy and a launch schedule and maternity leaves and running the business while someone is ill, family vacation, whatever it may be. I'm that trusted logistics person keeping the ship moving in the right direction. One of my clients took a 6-month paternity leave and I ran her entire business while she was gone. She calls me her project manager. I have another client who, I lost my train of thought. Welcome to live recording. Yes. And a long story is VAs are the people who are lower cost and they will accept the task that you give them to do, to execute. I come in, yes, working on tasks, but I also have a much greater role in your business because we are working strategically. We're working on the editorial calendar. We're running your business while you are at conferences. You Slack me during the day saying, I'm on the road. Can you please send my headshot to this person because I'm going to be on their podcast tomorrow, scheduling you for podcast appearances, etc.
Yes.
Long story.
I think it's great. I definitely consider you more on the online business manager, the OBM side, even though I've never seen you use that title. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about the certifications. In my opinion, like, maybe a certification is fantastic. I'm not really sure. All I know is you are fantastic. So I didn't need a certification.
Thank you.
Right? I needed results.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I got.
Exactly.
So for me, it mattered not that you did not have a certification.
Right.
I never thought about it until this moment.
Yes. Yes.
But it's so helpful to me, like, if someone is thinking about outsourcing, like start with a project and you can, you know, work with a specific project, but knowing a little bit and thinking through, like, do I want someone to take the task, like create that Canva image and just get it to me? Mm-hmm. And if that's the thing, like find the person that's great at doing that thing and like get that off your plate if that's what you're looking for. But if someone is looking for more of a strategic partner, that is where I think the gold nugget is. And for me, I kind of went into this because you run your own business, right? Like, so you want to be the entrepreneur in your life. So there's no chance of, you know, I mean, maybe there's a chance. I don't know. But I doubt there's a chance that someone can like hire you full time because you love the freedom, the flexibility of running your own business.
I do.
And so I knew going in, okay, when my business grows to the point of needing to hire someone full-time, I know it can't be Jess, but here's what I thought. You're creating all of these systems and processes and can then help me hire the person or
whatever
the case is.
Exactly.
It's so long-term thinking, but even short-term results, which I think is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. You know, one thing we haven't talked about yet are our SOPs, the standard operating procedures,
and
perhaps that's getting a little too in-depth, but there are many people, as an example, they are overwhelmed and they might not want someone in their inbox organizing their inbox. They may not want a scheduling platform set up for them. Perhaps they just want to sit and talk about what they do so we can create multiple SOPs to make them feel a bit more grounded. So I have worked with people who have said, I just want to schedule an hour with you once a week. I tell you what my process is for onboarding my new clients and offboarding new clients. Please draft it and send it to me so I have something to work with because I just don't have the time to pull myself up above the onboarding and the offboarding. Please put it in writing for me. So we've thrown out a lot of examples of what can be outsourced. But the bottom line is, You're in a safe space. You're not going to be judged in the least, and one step at a time. And it doesn't have to be forever. I've had people come into my life for 6 months. We remain friends. They come back again a year later. I've had clarity calls with people who were sitting in their car because they just needed to get out of their busy home. And I never heard from them again. But they came into my life. I came into their life for a reason, and I helped them. And we're still connected because even I always drop in emails just checking in to see how people are because, again, I care so much and I want your business to soar.
You really do. You care so much about each and every person that you're working with. And I think that's really a huge thing to really hone in on for the person that's listening and thinking about it. It's like, you can interview tons of people before you hire someone and find that person that connects with you more. Mm-hmm. And really, because that was the thing for me, is that I've had virtual assistants in my business before that took on projects and it worked out okay. But it wasn't a long-term thing. It wasn't until you, it was like, oh, now I found my person. You know, like I've got her. Like we are together. You cannot lose me now.
Yes. No way. We're in this together.
I love it. So if someone is listening today and thinking that they might not be ready right now to outsource anything, maybe it's finances, maybe it's trust, who knows what it is, but they're thinking, you know what, this conversation was pretty cool. What could they think about and maybe take action with in their business or how they're navigating things or preparing to best hand things over or have that conversation with yourself or someone like you so that they feel more grounded and secure whenever they are having that conversation for the first time?
Great question. And there are so many thoughts bubbling in my head. The first is schedule a complimentary clarity call with me. First off, no obligation. It's free. Let's just talk. If you're not ready to do that just yet, then have a notepad or use an app on your phone or your tablet. So when you start getting the anxiety, itchiness of feeling overwhelmed in your business, write down what you're doing that gives you that uncomfortable, overwhelming feeling. The next step, which is one of the things to prepare to hand off, the best practices in handing off that someone can do right now, logistically speaking, you referenced the password sharing platform. LastPass is what I use. And I recommend if you don't have all of your credentials for your most commonly used platforms in your business in a LastPass account, I strongly suggest you get that set up. If you're not familiar with LastPass, you can share your credentials with me for the specific URL, but I don't see your password. So to get your most used platforms in LastPass is a huge step because when you're ready to hand off access to your MailChimp or access to your ConvertKit, you can do so quickly through LastPass.
Yes, I love that. It goes really quickly once you have it in there. So I like that pro tip.
So easy. The next pro tip is to unlink your Google account to any platform that you have as well. Now, I love Google, and Google makes it so easy to say, would you like to link your accounts? Absolutely. When you are your own person running your business. But when you do need to hand off your ConvertKit, your MailChimp, your Squarespace, whatever account it is, having those accounts linked to Google is a big roadblock for me because I have to be asking you regularly for the codes that Google sends because they have such superb security features. But it is a roadblock. So if you have links, slowly unlink them so we can easily hand off access to platforms as need be. And then just take a deep breath. And one thing we've been subtly mentioning is you are not alone. Your feelings of overwhelm are natural and expected and heard and understood. And sometimes just a quick phone call can confirm your feelings or just to confirm that you are in the right place and talking to someone who thinks logistically like I do is a great first step.
I love all of this so, so much. Those pro tips are great. And I'm still unraveling the Google connections. Like, yes, we are still working with that.
Okay.
And we're doing it one time because you don't even remember.
I know.
You don't even remember what you connected to Google. So I'm still working on that. Thank you for your patience, your ongoing patience with me.
Yes, always, always.
And I really appreciate that you said, like, you are not alone in all of these feelings.
Nope.
And it's so important to remember that and just to understand how helpful a simple conversation can be. So I'm also going to recommend that everyone book a call with you.
Oh, yay.
Because
thank you.
Seriously, it was so helpful, that first call. And just to get out of my own head, and, you know, I'll make sure to link everything in the show notes that, you know, you have offered to my audience a free call.
Yes.
These are typically not free, that you do not offer them for free for everyone. So you have an option to get a free call using a specific link.
Yes.
So I'll make sure to put that in the show notes. And I just really appreciate all the honesty and how we've been able to dig into how we've worked together and also share how other people can experience the power of outsourcing.
Yes.
And really thinking about that, I don't know about the rest of your clients, but you have helped me remove myself from the pieces of my business that I did not need to be entangled in. Mm. You know, I had to be entangled in them at the beginning because we're all bootstrapping everything at the beginning. And so, like, that it's a superpower we have of, like, figuring things out and really getting scrappy. So it's something I pride myself in, and everyone I think does as well. But at some point you have to untangle yourself.
You have to.
That is what you've helped me do. And I still feel very connected to every single thing in my business, but I don't have to be the only one doing it, which is a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that with your other clients as well?
I have. And in each individual partnership that we have, myself and the client, we wear different hats in different situations. Sometimes I'm the director. Sometimes I'm the mentor. Sometimes I'm the cheerleader. Yes, I'm referencing like these four stages of leadership development, but that's truly what it is. It's there are some clients who just say, run my business. I'll see you on Thursdays. There are some clients that I literally run the meetings and tell them what they need to do. And there are others that are in the support net inbox every single day. It's just checking to see what I'm doing. So it's really the comfort level. There are some clients who want nothing to do with logistics. There are others that want to understand, to see the full picture. So different strokes for different folks. And I'm here to, which is another nod to why a project is so important to start out, to really get a sense of who, what, how the client wants to be, how much the client wants to be invested in all the little things that we're doing, I'm doing on the back end.
It's so good.
Did that even answer your question?
It did. It did. You, what I'm hearing, and I hope that regardless, I hope everyone works with you, but whoever they work with, what I'm hearing here is find someone who works like you need them to work.
Yes.
You know, and you have a good partnership together. And what I love about you is that not all of your clients are exactly like me. Like, I'm probably more involved in some of the things than other people, and I'm less involved in some of the things than other people. And so you work with people in the capacity that they need, and so finding that project.
Yes.
So everyone's next step after listening to this episode is to book a call with you,
yes,
because that will give them the answer. And if they're feeling a little,
where do I go from here,
uneasy about things,
yes,
journaling or writing in a notepad or something, that's a good next step,
yeah,
because that's how you can talk to the person on the call, whether it's you or someone else, and you say, this is where I'm feeling uncomfortable.
And set some boundaries. If you are constantly on your phone when you should be out walking, spending time with family, doing something, reading a book, knitting, whatever it is, truly give yourself that time, because the longer you go without solid boundaries, the harder it's going to be to back up. And I come to the story with the same thing. I pride myself in no meeting Fridays. And it's really hard to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't meet with you on Friday, but I am a respected person because I too have my boundaries. So another thing, if you're not ready to outsource, or even if you are outsourcing and you're working a little too much and your boundaries are a little too fuzzy, pick one thing that you can stand strong in because it will make you feel so much better and so proud of yourself.
Oh gosh, I love that so much. Mm. Yeah. And being proud of yourself, there's been many times that you have reminded me, Amanda, you're doing great.
You are.
Look at what you've done.
Yes.
You've held this boundary, or like the first time I responded to an email with a no instead of a yes.
Yes.
And like celebrating that. Yes. Like you were so helpful.
Another celebration is when you get a DM, you will say, please email Jess at support@, and ta-da, yes. I took care of it the next day. So yes, those little steps are huge celebrations.
Yes. It's a huge step. That was a big one when I was like, oh my gosh, I can do that.
Yes.
I can, I can, like, it's been so long of me running the business by myself, mm-hmm. that I didn't have that availability to just, you know, send it to you and it magically gets done.
Yes.
It's like the best feeling in the world. So thank you for supporting us entrepreneurs because we really need it.
Thank you for learning, leaning into me.
Well, where can people go and book that call and find out more about you?
My website is jugglinglogistics.com. And to schedule your complimentary call, go to jugglinglogistics.com/Amanda. And the booking link is there. We will meet. It maps out exactly what to expect before, during, and post call. And I hope to connect with some of you very soon.
Thank you so much, Jess. I'll make sure to have all the links in the show notes. And I cannot wait for you to work with more people and support more people
Thank
in this.
You.
And I can't wait for people to work with you.
Thank you so much. I loved being here and talking with you. And I love you.
Aw, love you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Isn't she wonderful? So just in case you couldn't tell through that conversation, I just adore and appreciate Jess so very much. She is a true light in my life and in my business, and she has really changed the way I look at how I can outsource things in my business and work smarter overall. And it's my hope that through this very honest conversation about how hard it was for me and how Jess approaches working with clients, that you have a better sense of what it's like to work with either a virtual assistant or an online business manager so that you can figure out what you need. And I know it can be nerve-wracking to trust someone to see the back end of your business, but as Jess said, it should be a no-judgment zone when you work with someone like her. So find someone that you trust and start with a simple project. So your next step after listening to this episode is to book a free call with Jess. She's offering this as a gift to you, and I highly recommend that you take her up on this. I received so much value from that first 1 hour with her, and I know you will as well. In order to book this call, all you have to do is go to jugglinglogistics.com/Amanda, and you'll walk away with clarity and ease. And I know that's what you're looking for. So be sure to book that call today. And until next time, give yourself permission to outsource or even just start considering it in your business and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMcKinney too. Until next time.